Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
And Quan.
And welcome back to another show. Listen, if you're on social media, primarily Facebook, go search Backpool Sports Podcast War Room, where we are always chopping it up. We got special things going on. And, you know, even if you're a Cowboy fan, or like my man, he's still a fan, we'll still welcome you in there, you know.
Watch it. Also, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel at Backpool Sports Podcast. We're there every week, and we would love for y'all to be a part of it by dropping your comments. If you want to be notified of when that video drop, which is also weekly, hit that notification bell right over to the side. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add?
Man, I ain't got nothing else, man. Good evening, and good evening. As we said at the top, this is the number one show in the world, the Backpool Sports right. Podcast. What's your man, Fonz?
And Quan.
How you doing, man?
It's Taco Tuesday. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday, yes.
Taco Tuesday.
If you go to Magic City, it'd be another type of Tuesday. But let's go ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I got about $30 worth of singles up there. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go on to the topic at hand. So, honestly, I was contemplating this weekend about what can we do as far as a show.
Uh-huh.
And see God. It's funny how things happen, because I was watching Monday Night Football. When I got home, the Broncos were up 3-0. So I said, okay, maybe it's time. You know, maybe, you know, the Buffalo Wild Wings will get themselves together. By halftime, the subject of our show this evening throws a interception. And that subject is the one and only Joshua Allen. I'm going to let you take it away, because I got some stuff for you, but go ahead, man.
Well, they lost last night.
Yep, big yikes.
Denver Broncos. He had 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 57.7 completion rating.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's already leading the league in interceptions. And
every year.
Every year.
Every year except he leads the league in interceptions.
Was it one year that Dak Prescott was leading? That was last year?
Put it to you like this. Since 2018, Josh Allen has had more interceptions by a quarterback than any other person. Right now, he's sitting at 71 career interceptions.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, so my boy ain't been playing good.
That's an understatement.
This season has not been the season that I expected from the Buffalo Bills. And I think this makes 2 seasons consecutive that they have surprised the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I believe last year they had a lot of hype. This year they had a lot of hype. They even picked the man on the Madden cover, which I'm still trying to figure out how they do that. Nevertheless, man, he ain't been playing good. He been throwing picks, losing to the Broncos, losing to the Jets, losing to the Patriots, losing to the Jags.
I mean, that sound like a pattern. If we lose it to the Jets, come on, man.
He been losing, and he's been throwing. He has thrown at least 1 or more interceptions in the past, 6 games?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just not good football. He was my big dummy when we was doing the big dummy a few shows ago. So I've kind of been on with the Josh Allen on it. I've been criticizing him a lot, and I'm still criticizing him because he ain't damn been playing good.
It's so, they're so disappointing.
They overrated.
So, I agree with you with that. But let's put this in proper perspective, and then we'll make the final judgment of whether or not the Bills and or Josh Allen is terribly overrated, which I agree with you. Okay. Like we said, four turnovers doomed the Bills. It was two fumbles and two picks by the guy. And this morning, and I got the notification around 11:25 a.m., they fired Ken Dorsey. If y'all remember Ken Dorsey. Yeah. They fired him. That was the guy that had that meltdown up in the press box. So he had to be... He had to be the scapegoat to a career-leading turnover machine. But that's neither here nor there.
I was about to say, they need to fire Josh or anybody.
Exactly. So over his career, Josh Allen, he's 1,850 to 2,916, 157 touchdowns, and those aforementioned 71 picks. With 20,997 yards, with a career 63.4 completion percentage. Now, everybody uses passer rating. I don't like passer rating because it's usually higher than the actual completion percentage. Completion percentage is straight mathematics.
Right.
You divide in one into the other.
Uh-huh.
Now, like I said, 71 picks. As far as wins, Josh Allen sits number two by only Patrick Mahomes. And it's a very little bit margin. And that kind of... speaks to me because they won 57 games, right? Josh Allen has been a turnover machine his entire career. On top of that, they've been winning. So winning is like the salt in the wound because as long as they win, it doesn't matter. Now, all of a sudden, they sit at 500. Now, here's the question. You got other quarterbacks in the league that lost, that have lost. Does the media give Josh Allen a bye?
Like a pass?
Do they give him an honorary bye?
At one point, they were, I felt like. Mm-hmm. But now they're kind of seeing the issues that's going on in Buffalo.
Right.
So I don't think he's getting so much of a pass now. I believe the heat is definitely on him. And the rest of the offense. So, no, I don't think he's getting a pass right now.
Now, they have. They have. And this is what I did today. You know how they post, you know, the four-letter networks and three-letter networks, they post their highlights on YouTube. So I went searching. I went looking. The only consistent one I seen was Shannon Sharp. And Stephen A. Smith, they pretty much got at him. Because, again, turnovers is going to kill drives. What the Bills lack is situational football skills. For example, it's almost halftime. Why are you sitting back throwing a ball that was late? It was late as a mug because the defender undercutted it and picked it off. So why are we doing that? Why are we not trying to run at least get to halftime? I don't know. All right. Here's the question. This is the question I've been waiting to ask all day. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, do you think right now as they stand, and even recency bias, do you think they are fraudulent?
Yes, I do. they could be beat. I mean, and they shouldn't be with the offense that they have. I just don't think they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. But they are. They are very beatable. They find ways to lose games. They do. Yes. I mean, when they want to lose a game, they make it known. And last night was one of those games that they definitely wanted to lose. It's just
of course.
No way that you make mental error with the interceptions and the fumbles and then have 12 men on the field. For a game-winning field goal.
They fired the wrong guy.
The Bills are definitely overrated, and I keep saying that. They overrated. They're a disappointment to the NFL. Mm. He's a disappointment. I'm so heated with Josh because we know what he can do and the arm talent that man got. You know, I ain't going to never say that he's a trash quarterback, but some of the decisions that he makes, mm-hmm. and sometimes the way he plays just makes him look like he shouldn't have been drafted into this league. So They're looking real fraudulent right now. They looking for the past two seasons. they ain't been legit. Now, they ain't been legit.
This is what I've heard today, and I'm glad you said they were fraudulent, because I believe they're fraudulent to a degree. They are resting on the laurels of the Buffalo Bills making the divisional round and that epic game they had in Kansas City. What in those years wasn't nobody beating Kansas City. I don't care what you right. do. It took the Bengals. It took the Bengals to find the magic elixir and do what they had to do. But the thing about it is this. The Bills been fraudulent since Josh Allen been in the league. He just made it worse. Again, the name of the game is take care of the football. Yeah. The media advocates for this guy to use his legs. He has not used his legs. But the name of the game is to take care of the ball. And then when you throw boneheaded interceptions, I could see if it was a mistake. You know, you thought the window was, you know what I'm saying? If you thought the window was open. Yeah, you can't do that. And honestly, that is going to be their doom. Because now you have a midseason switch in offensive coordinator who y'all use as a scapegoat. Because if anybody should fire the special teams coordinator for not checking or calling the timeout when them boys is out there in the field. But anyway.
And Sean McDermott.
Oh, yeah. You know, I said a couple of years ago.
Get your knee on the hot seat.
The more I see the Bills, the more I'm reluctant to go back on my wood. The more I'm going back on my wood, man. That Sean McDermott for me. He had a good run, but I think he's really on the hot seat. So here's my next question. Speaking of him being on the hot seat, it's actually a two-part. It's not on the notes, but it kind of just jumped in my head. Can they make the playoffs? My answer is no. Period.
Can the Bills make the playoffs? And they sitting at 5-5 right now. If the playoffs was to start today, they'd be out.
They'd be the 10th seed.
Or they'd be the 10th seed.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is not enough.
Just looking at the remaining schedule, because the remaining schedule don't help them out none at all.
They got the Dolphins, Cowboys, Chargers in there somewhere.
They play the Jets. They play the Jets next. That could possibly be another upset. Plus, they lost to them the first week of football.
Right.
Without Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So nothing really changes.
Right.
They play Philly.
Mm.
I don't have to say nothing else. They're the only team with 8 wins in the NFL. That's going to be a challenge. After that, they play Kansas.
Well, they got the garlic.
They go on the bye week after they play Philly, and then they come off the bye and go and play in Kansas.
Mm-mm.
They play in Philly.
Mm-mm.
They play at home against Dallas. I really can't measure Dallas. Dallas is one of those teams where they beat up on good teams, but then sometimes they can mess up.
They're streaky.
Dallas is just
they'll be here and then they'll fall back down here.
They jump way back up here.
They'll hang 40 on the Giants.
I give them a chance to win that game.
Yeah.
Then they got the Chargers. I really don't know. The Patriots has already beat them once, and Bill Belichick is just—he
owns.
I respect him.
He owns the Bills.
he knows they 2-8, so they liable to play some upset football by that time. And then they play Miami last. So you asking me if they can make the playoffs? I don't think so.
They don't. You got to get 5 wins out of that gauntlet to at least be in contention to have somebody lose for you to get in the playoffs.
At least out of these last 7 games, I feel like they at least got to win 4 out of the 7.
That ain't enough.
At least. To even making it to a wild card.
You got seven game winners in AFC. You need at least 10 to even be considered. The way it's said, I mean, you got Miami. Miami's looking the way they look, even though they haven't beat up on a winning team, but still. They have enough wins, and they have enough to stack a couple of more to make it to the playoffs. You're looking at Buffalo, and big credit to the Broncos. I ain't going to front. They capitalize on their mistakes. That's what you do. But no, they're not going. If they make it, it'll be the grace of God for them to make the playoffs.
And if they do make it, they ain't gonna make a lot of noise.
No, so they'll be out first round.
But looking at the Bills right now, they're a fraudulent team. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen isn't playing good. They got to figure it out on offense. Two targets and 23 yards, or two receptions for Stephon Diggs, ain't enough. He got to be better. Josh Allen definitely got to be much better than what he is. He just doesn't. It's bad, man. I'm disappointed. You know, like, I would never think that the Miami Dolphins would be number one in the AFC East. Mm. And the Bills got a chance to maybe fall down on the third when they play the Jets.
Yeah.
So they play the Jets coming up.
I mean,
and if they lose that game, they could be third place. And, I feel like in that division particularly, you know, if they do fall and the Patriots and they play Miami late, they can play some upset football to keep them out. Mm-hmm. I feel like they'll take advantage of that. I definitely do not see them making the playoffs at all.
Nah.
And I think this will be the first time that they missed the playoffs.
In a couple of years.
I believe they made it last year.
Yeah, they got beat up by Cincinnati.
I think they made it at least the last two seasons. The past two seasons they made it.
The going record, I want to say they made it last three seasons.
Three seasons.
Yeah, because I know one year they went. It was the divisional round where they went back and forth. Him and Patrick Mahomes went back and forth.
And then, that was one. Yep.
They got beat up by Cincinnati this past year.
Yeah.
And there's another divisional round game. I don't know who it was against.
For about two, three seasons, they've been making it in. But
made a championship
when you're sitting at 5-5 and you pretty much already outside looking in, and you got, you know, teams that are actually winning on a consecutive basis, it kicks you out early. So if they don't go ahead and get they itch together now, and I mean now, like, I'm talking about pitting 40 points up against the Jets, which is probably unlikely. But I'm just saying, just go ahead and punch them in the face. Because, like I said, the schedule, it doesn't help them to make it.
It's really not their friend at this point.
Yeah, they should have been over five wins by now, because right now it's just the mountain that you got to climb. And you ain't going to be able to throw no interceptions against the Eagles and the Chiefs. Not even the Jets. I think the Jets, if they make too many mistakes, the Jets will take advantage.
Of course.
And you know, they ain't going to be able to make too many mistakes, man. They got to take care of the football. Josh Allen got to do something. I don't know what in the world.
You need to get the Jello out of his panties, but listen.
I'm trying to tell you something ain't right.
Just off topic, but it's still kind of pertaining to the Buffalo Bills. So Trayvon Diggs, you know, Stephon Diggs' younger brother with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think he's out for the season, so prayers up to him. He sent out a tweet last night, and that tweet read, "Man, get 14 up out of there, 14 regarding Stephon Diggs, who had career lows in everything." I mean, season lows and everything. Any wide receiver statistic you can imagine, he had season lows, and he's not getting targeted like that. On the flip side, there has been some dissension from what I'm hearing on the media. I try not to bring the media into it, but
honestly, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, because the thing is, they was looking at Josh Allen like a bust, and I kind of blame this whole quarterback got to go ahead and get it quick on Patrick Mahomes. That's a whole nother show. They was looking at Josh Allen like he was a bust, come from a small school, drafted in the first round, and not putting up the numbers. You get Stephon Diggs, you become a Pro Bowler. Stephon Diggs did not have a 1,000-yard season until he went to Buffalo. In 5 years. So, in so many words, they fed off each other. Now, from what they're saying, it's a little dissension in the ranks. And Stephon Diggs is allegedly not happy in that situation. I wouldn't be either. You know, you can come on down, Baltimore.
Play. Well, we it's 10 games now. And out of 10, Stephon Diggs only had 4 games with over 100 yards.
Yeah.
And the teams that he had over 100 yards with was the Giants, the Jags,
bottom feeder,
the Dolphins,
Super.
Washington, and middle. The Jets.
Out of all those teams, one of them was a bottom feeder.
So pretty much with teams that struggle, all of them are struggling or have struggled,
or bad secondaries,
or bad secondary. He's had, but against those, but it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I do got to correct you on one statistic though. Stephon Diggs did have over 1,000 yards the last two seasons he was in Minnesota.
Are you sure?
But that's neither here nor there. But I just had just for your knowledge, he did finish those last two seasons over. I think the year before he left, he had maybe a little over 1,000, and then the final year he was there, he had over 1,000.
Yeah,
so, but that's neither here. That's not a case to be argued.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you.
Yeah,
know.
You just putting the perspective. appreciate it.
You know,
because I was about to go in like that.
But yeah, man. I mean, I definitely agree with Josh Allen. You know, he was looked at as, a bust coming out. And, they brought Stephon Diggs over there. That was a big game changer for them. But
right
now, if you look at him now, it don't look like he's that same game changer.
No. It's like you're not even scared of Josh Allen and the Bills anymore, because at some point in that game, he's going to do something boneheaded. And
I would definitely want out of Buffalo, though.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time. Like, ain't no need for no wide receiver to go over 1,000 yards almost every season and have nothing to show for it.
Right,
nothing at all.
Right,
like nothing. Like, can't even win against the Broncos. Like, are you serious?
But
I mean, I ain't even saying like Broncos. They didn't pull some stuff. I feel like ever since that show about Broncos,
I was thinking the same thing.
We had that show.
Ever since we talked about the Broncos after that 70 boy, they've been winning.
Yeah. Winning, exactly. So
it's like everybody we talk about. It's for real. If you really look at it from the totality, it's like everybody we talked about. It's on a good trajectory, so I ain't mad. Hey,
it's not Miami. We talked about Miami, and I ain't really.
They still ain't beat nobody with a winning record yet, but that's just neither.
But yeah, man, yeah, they look off. Offense look off. They got to figure it out. They definitely got to figure it out, man.
Yeah.
It's time out for those. Because I watched his press conference, and it don't look too fit.
I actually was gonna prepare a clip of what he said in the press conference for the show, but I ran out of time. But if you look at the video, he's just sitting there like,
yeah.
Like,
he already knows.
He already knows it's a done deal. Honestly, for Buffalo, the Jets game is a must win at this point. Because
and it's divisional,
and yes, sir. And it's conference, so you got it. Every game here on out is must win. They pretty much in playoff mode now if they trying to make it that far.
They 1-2 in the division too. So
that's tough.
Like I said, the schedule that they have remaining is not in their favor.
I
don't think they'll be successful.
Nah, I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they watch this show and this would be the catalyst, just like the Denver Broncos did. But I don't see it, because look at the defenses they got to go up against from now until the end of the season. It's not looking too good for Buffalo Bills.
Waited too late.
Hey, but look, please, send me some buffalo wings. I still eat them. I ain't mad at you. But before we go, you remember we did that show and you asked about C.J. Stroud?
Oh, yeah.
And my response was, I got to see more. I've seen enough. Listen.
He legit.
I put in the chat. Yeah, what was it, Sunday? Like, yo, that dude's gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
man's a problem. Like, honestly, I feel like he could be the first rookie even if it ever happened, if it did in a long time to win MVP, the way he going.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to kill it, though.
Only other rookie that I could think about that came out as high as he did was probably RG3. Because he took those Washington Commanders to the playoffs.
Right.
But first year there.
Well, he got rookie of the year.
I mean, there's been others, but I'm just saying, like,
let me see. I'm about to find out.
Yeah, CJ been he been balling, man.
Balling
since week one.
The fact that the only time a rookie has ever been named NFL MVP was in 1957 with Jim Brown.
Oh wow! Yeah, so it's about time.
Dude, let me tell you something. 350 yards in like what was it? 3 consecutive games. Mm-hmm. All Houston got to do is make the playoffs, and you have yourself a new rookie MVP. Because I don't see none of the stalwarts really pushing the issue at this point. So he got a slim chance.
Yeah, he's had maybe 2 bad games, I'll say.
Yeah.
Yard wise, you know, he's throwing less turnovers than Josh Allen.
Come on, somebody.
But yeah.
I mean,
he has 15 TDs and 2 touchdowns this season.
Right.
So yeah, he definitely from a different cloth.
Right. What made me change my opinion, like,
he making Ohio State look real good.
Yeah, because you know Ohio State was not the quarterback capital of the world. You know, they was all defense, right, running backs. But what made me change my opinion was the poise he had in that Cincinnati game, where dude just marched down the field. He was like, oh, okay. He didn't let it get rattled or nothing. So, hey, y'all heard it here first. C.J. Stroud would be the first rookie MVP since Jim Brown in 1957. That's my bold prediction.
I believe he's definitely in the race.
And we'll give
he's definitely in there.
And we'll give Tyreek Hill Offensive Player of the Year. But yeah, I want the brother, yo, big shout out to him though, man, because I didn't doubt him. I just needed to see a little bit more, and what I've been watching since that show is really consistent, so I ain't mad with the brother. I hope he win it.
You're right.
But really good show as always, my brother. You know, really good show. Yeah, thank y'all. Appreciate it. All right, now. So, so, like, you know, let us know in the comments what you think, man. Like, do y'all really, Bills Mafia, this is where I need y'all. This is where we need y'all to chime in, because, you know, y'all some rowdy. Y'all the rowdy bunch, so I don't want y'all coming after me. But do you think your quarterback is overrated? Because we sure do. Do you think your team is going to make the playoffs? Because we don't. But, you know, just hit us up in the comments and let us know what you think. And also, even Houston Texans fans, anybody that's been watching CJ Stroud, you know, put in the comments, do you think my prediction is going to come to pass? Do you think I'm reaching too high for the brother? Do you think I'm putting too much expectation on him? Let me know. But, my brother, you got anything you want to add?
Not at all, bro.
All right, well, so we're going to go on slide on out of here. This has been the Bad Boy Sports Podcast with your man Fonz.
And Quan.
And we are done. Until next week. Peace.